Americans are time poor, but they're anxious for a high quality source of protein. This is a picture that one New York meat marketer can relate to. Joshua Applestone made a huge success out of his last meat venture. Such a success, in fact, that he had to sell it. His retail butchery in New York was open 7 days a week. His customers were happy, but his family life was non-existent.
My wife and I started a company called Fleischer's Grass-Fed Organic Meats in 2004, which was one of the catalysts to the modern butcher revival and movement in the States. And we sold out in 2013. Just to get some family time and slow down a little bit.
But Joshua Appleston is a New Yorker and he can spot an opportunity. He's taken his reputation as a craft butcher and he's married it to the automat, the food retailing system from the early 20th century.
Everything's gone up in price, double and triple amount. That, you know, when we started, beef swinging weight was between $1.10 and $1.15. Now it's $3.45, $3.55, $3.65. The prices have gone through the roof, and it's too bad because you're talking about a really high quality item that shouldn't be so classless, if it would. And these machines all of a sudden really enable us to keep things a lot lower, prices a lot lower, and also put a delivery system.
So how does this work? Well, picture the old-fashioned idea of an automat, the early fast food outlets that Horn and Hardart developed in the States in 1902. They were gleaming, modern, chrome-filled, cafeteria-style outlets filled with coin-operated machines that dispensed fresh, wholesome food, minus the waitresses. The automat grabbed the American imagination, the thirst for the modern and the convenient. Joshua Applestone has taken the original idea of the machines and adapted them to modern use. His vision is for 24-hour kiosks, which will display and retail his quality locally sourced meats. His staffing overheads will be at a nearby processing facility and in the delivery, not in sales staff.
Everything's fresh cut, so depending on how the weather is for the week or, you know, the season, the machines are stocked accordingly. So what you're dealing with is a faceless transaction from a, like you said, a high-quality butcher.
And who, in your experience, who are your best customers?
I'm dealing with families. You know, people, anywhere from people with families, single people wanting just a quick steak for the morning, to moms coming in and wanting to grab a variety of different things for the week.
So where is your business model up to at the moment?
We have a second one we're putting in where it's Spain will be done by midsummer, beginning of summer, for our second location in the upstate area, and then we're going to be moving to Manhattan well within the year. And we have a plan for 6 kiosks over 3.5 years, each kiosk being around 10 to 13 machines, depending, because we can do beef, lamb, pork, and chicken. We can do a full variety. Like I said, it's just a butcher shop, so we're going to offer what a butcher shop does.
And it's open 24/7?
Yes, ma'am.
That's pretty effective marketing.
It is, and especially when you start thinking about, it's not necessarily about the machines, it's about the brand that stocks the machine. We sell trust. We don't sell meat. We only get whole animals. We break everything. We process everything. We have smokers, hydraulic stuffers, and all the fun machinery too, and packaging that makes some eye appeal that customers really require. We're also going to be adding special order lockers, which will, once your order is dropped off, custom cut and dropped off, you'll get a code texted to you and you just come and pick it up, and that's it. Refrigerated pickup, 24/7, the same way the other machines are going. So you can do an a la carte, or you walk into a butcher shop, or you can call ahead the same way you would again and just have your order ready to go, boom, done.
So what was it that attracted a craft butcher to the idea of an automat-styled outlet?
It was a business decision because of the lack of overhead. To be able to make sure people are getting ground beef in American dollars for $6.99 is freaking cheap because, like, you know, it's for like $9, $10 a pound, which is not, there's nothing wrong with that, but there's just a lot of reasoning behind that price. And people making an average income cannot afford that much. One of the reasons that people won't eat meat as often or whatever it is because it's expensive. And these machines with our brand make it very easy for us to reach people in a way that we want rather than a way we have to.